And so we've tried to attract more Canadian students and students from emerging countries like Vietnam, Burma, and so on. And we've had some success.
Dr. Stephen Dunnett is UB's Vice Provost for International Education. Now, traditionally, many of the students have come from China. But Dunnett says those numbers have declined as China develops more higher educational opportunities and Chinese students seek other countries for their education.
This is not a rejection of the United States. It's just a maturing of Chinese education. And even though there's a growing middle class in China, they have other options besides the United States.
UB continues working to diversify its population. Recruitment efforts have grown in Latin American countries, with more students now coming in from Brazil. Next year, Dunnett tells WBFO News they now have permission to begin recruitment in Iran.
There's a historical memory. At one time, UB had several thousand Iranian students here during the period of the former government under the Shah, and then we went to zero. But you know, those are some of the parents of students now, and parents remember their days in Buffalo. And we now have almost 150 Iranian students, and they just came on their own. And they're mostly graduate students, and they're really good quality. So now Iran will allow us to recruit there. In the past, they wouldn't allow that.
Dunnett emphasized they're working to keep a steady percentage of international students. But he tells us with the presidential election of Donald Trump, sadly, some international students who intended to come to UB might be changing their minds.
Unfortunately, some students have indicated to us that they're uncertain about whether they would like to come here. These are students we've already admitted. And so some of them are applying to Canada and Australia. So that makes us a little bit sad. My answer to them is, well, why don't you wait and see? Muslim students in particular are nervous. But, you know, campaign rhetoric is one thing, and what the policies are, we will have to wait and see.
An international population at UB is important in providing a global perspective for students. Dunnett says it actually attracts American students.
You know, when we talk in high schools, we say, come to UB and we'll give you the world. That global nature of UB is very attractive, and it adds to the educational experience that you receive here.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.